Those are the sounds of the Ubley Marching Band at halftime, playing some hit songs. They already played Bruno Mars. And now on to some Kesha. And then I think they're going to be ending with some Gangnam Style. Going through the first half here, as far as stats go, let's go through offense for the Ubley Bearcats first. They have 149 yards rushing and 13 yards passing for 162 yards total off of 24 plays. And 189 including special teams. Kabowski has 6 yards overall on 4 carries. Jeff Wright lost 2 yards. Brown, at number 20, the freshman, 8 carries for 78 yards and a touchdown. And then Cole Rogenbach, number 22, 7 carries for 67 yards. Really a two-horse race here for Ubley.
Yeah, and two horses I would not have guessed. We didn't know much about Brown coming into things. So far, he has been stellar beyond expectations. Cole Rogenbach doing a nice job. The surprise to me, the horse, Kurt Kabotsky, really being used in more of a lead blocking type situations. He's a good-sized kid. He knows the plays as good as anybody. I like the strategy there. I wouldn't be surprised to see them try and feed him a little bit more, especially in short-yarded situations. He's the biggest of the three backs.
Jeff Wright in passing is 1 for 4 with 1 interception for 13 yards. The 1 completion was to Kurt Kabowski for 13 yards.
Not a whole lot to see there. The interception was just the last play of the half. Nothing too major there. He made a nice throw to Kurt Kabotsky on first down when USA was not expecting it. Looking at the mechanics there, he's got the ability to make the throws. He just needs to get things dialed in a little better. He overthrew all 3 of his misses. They were high and away from the receiver. The last one at the end of the half was just about a 7 to 10 yard slant route that he threw right into the arms of the defender. The receiver was probably a good 2 to 3 steps away from having any chance of even touching that ball. Outside of those throws, he's just a little trigger happy. Just needs to relax in the pocket, and he'll be just fine. And he's settling in to his own already.
And 162 yards in offense and 189 overall. As far as the USA offense goes, let's see if we can pull this up here, if I can actually run my own program. Here we have USA offense to start. We have 152, so it's very close. And 2 big runners blow up right off the page for USA. Seth Gangler, 14 carries for 81 yards and a touchdown. And Brennan Harper, number 28, 13 carries for 58 yards. Both averaging right around 5 yards a carry.
And a little more predictable here for the USA offense as Gangler and Harper getting most of the carries, doing damage when they can. Gangler doing a little bit better work with his carries. Obviously, though, both of them are going to carry most of the load in the second half. Moving on to the passing stats, looks like Lindenberg looks to be 2 for 5 for 12 yards. Trying to get the ball in his hands of his tight ends has been unsuccessful so far. His tailbacks have caught both the passes. Look for them when they pass the ball to try and find their big tight ends, especially Nitz and Nordstrom.
You're tuned to WLAW Sports as a breakdown of our first half here. It's a tight one in Ubley, Michigan. It's USA leading by 6, 14-8 over the host, the Ubley Bearcats. You're tuned to WLAW Sports. Second half action coming right up.
More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring invites you to stop in and check out the 2014 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 four-wheel drive LT Crew Cab. It boasts a maximum payload of more than a ton and trailering capacity up to 11,500 pounds. And with several models to choose from, you could lease a new 2014 Silverado for as little as $0 down and $299 a month. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details. At More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25 and Sebring, get your new Silverado and find new roads.
Fellow citizens, do you know the American way? No, it's not baseball, apple pie, and Chevrolet. It's to sue. Never work another day in your life and make someone else as miserable for the rest of their life. Well, folks, I'm here to tell you, as a fellow American, I am not proud of this fact, but have a plan of action. Prepare yourself from this unpatriotic exercise and have the proper coverage with a true American, Clark Ramsey, at Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. Protect your future. I'm Clark Ramsey, and I approve this message.
From the bathroom to the home office, a custom entertainment center, or a fabulous new kitchen, D&M Cabinet Shop has the experience and quality craftsmanship you deserve. They understand your expectations and deliver your dreams. Your home is important. Let D&M Cabinet Shop change dull to exciting. Call D&M Cabinet Shop at 989-479-9271. Check them out on the web at dnmcabinet.com or stop by the shop at 5230 Purdy Road near Ruth.
Big and exciting. Help us cheer on our team, the LD Bearcats. Go Bearcats!
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center and Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Parker, and Excalibur, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Chad Haleski or Mike Brown for archery, bow, and arrow or crossbow sales and service. Stay warm and dry this year with a handmade cedar blinds in both archery and gun sizes. Randy's has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Don't miss the 21st annual used gun auction being held at the Woods and Water Weekend, Sunday, September 8th, starting at 11 a.m. Over 125 rifles, shotguns, and pistols will be sold to the highest bidder. Browning, Remington, Winchester, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, and many more. A complete auction list is available at randyshuntingcenter.com. It's all happening at the Woods and Water Weekend, Sunday, September 8th, at the Emily City Fairgrounds. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 989-269-GUNS.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebring, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, Todd Bowers from More Motor Sales in Carroll. Ride in style and comfort with one of these big rides. We have a new Lincoln Navigator L and Ford Expeditions in regular and extended length to choose from. If a new Dodge or Chrysler minivan fits the bill, save big with 0% interest for 72 months on nearly every model. Also, the hot-selling 2014 Ford Explorers are in. Come see me, Todd Bowers, at More Motor Sales just west of Carroll, or shop the web at themoreautogroup.com. See you soon.
Saginaw Valley State University, where personal attention and outstanding opportunities produce impressive results.
I'm Cody Newland from Marlette, and I'm a medical laboratory science major at SVSU. My MLS program was accredited the May before I started at Saginaw Valley. On a national level, this program is one of the best, so that's part of what brought me here. Saginaw Valley is only an hour from home, so I can go home whenever I need to, if I need to pick something up or if I want to see family and friends, but it's far enough away that I'm on my own. I lived on campus and it was amazing. I met so many people that way, and it prompted me to get involved, because if you're here, you'll have a little downtime, so you find something that will keep you busy in the long run. That's what makes college memorable.
For more information on Saginaw Valley State University, including more stories from students and alumni, visit iam.svsu.edu.
Redneck. There's 50 seconds left on the clock for halftime after a stellar Ubley marching band performance. And Ubley's finally getting back on the field. So I'd like to think we're going to give another 3 minutes here for Ubley to warm up. But Dave, really that first half, three touchdowns. I was expecting a little bit more offense. Sometimes in week number one, you don't see the defense really striking on all cylinders. But so far, a lot of red zone stops and a lot of just aggression going on in those trenches.
Again, I've actually seen about what I expected. I thought the same thing, except we did see a lot of offense. We